conduct.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody, stay calm.
Everyone, what's the procedure?
Stay calm. Everybody, calm down.
See, the thing is that a lot of girls don't realize that, like, if you really want to lose weight, you gotta shit a lot. And girls be out here thinking like,
oh, I don't poop. I don't poop. Shut up.
This and that. Nah.
Yes, you do.
You need to shit more.
You need to poop more. You need to flush out your system.
Fuck out of here.
Fucking drink all the water.
I don't care how pretty you are. You need to start shitting. More. Shit more. 2023. New year, new you. You want to be new? Did you want it to be your year? You better shit more.
Yeah.
Remember Brittany? You got to work, bitch.
You better shit, bitch.
You better shit. You better shit, bitch. If you want to lose that weight. Every time you shit, you dropping like 5 pounds.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I've known people in my life who's been like, I've only pooped like once a week. That's fucking weird. There's something wrong with your bowels,
people like
bro.
That need a fucking...
That's not normal. Go to a doctor. You should be pooping at least once a day. Minimum.
But then you know what's the problem, though? If you poop too much, like, your ass always stink.
It's called a shower.
Yeah, but you're supposed to
stay cleanly.
Low key, yeah, should be. Yeah, people need to start using baby wipes.
Yes, use wet wipes.
Because
and people, it's nicer on your bum. I'm not gonna lie. Because tissue paper is it's kind of rough.
And then all you're doing is really just think about it like this. This is shit that get me tight when people be like they don't use baby wipes. You know why that get me mad? Because that's nasty. Think about this: if you got shit on your arm. And you took paper and you wiped it off.
Oh, okay. Good example.
You're walking
down the street and a bird poops.
Fuck the bird. Say you got human shit on your arm, on your forearm, and you wipe it off with a piece of paper. Go wipe that shit off with a piece of paper. You still going to smell it, and you know it's still there on your arm. That's nasty. Wash your fucking arm. Use a wet wipe.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. You're just spreading the shit around.
There's people that I know that dry, like, only that wait to poop till they get home because they have to shower after they poop.
See, that's OD. I can't do that because then I would have to shower 5 times a day. Like, I'll be shitting.
Okay. This is TMI, man. I don't think anybody wants to hear about you.
Yo, but hold up. Do you hear that?
What?
Welcome to the Mad Late Podcast. Your boy,
Swan. I thought you were going to fart.
No, you bugging.
I thought you were going to fart.
I'm not that immature.
Do you hear that, Brent?
I'm not that immature. It's your boy Suave. We in the house. We got Desi right here. Here. We out here. We got
happy 2023.
Yo, deadass, it's a new year. Relax.
Cálmate.
Cálmate. O te calmo yo.
Cálmate o te calmo. Emma.
Yo, shout out to all the listeners. We fuck with all of y'all heavy, especially this year. I want all my listeners to do good this year. I want everybody who listens to this podcast just know that we want the best for y'all. No. We want y'all to manifest this shit.
This is your year.
This is your year, same way it's our fucking year.
This is your year. You are the main character.
That's right.
You gonna get all this money. You gonna drop all that weight. You gonna get that new job.
That's right. You're
going to get that house, that car, the girl, the boy, the...
Whatever fuck you like.
Whatever you like. I don't know.
Whatever you into. Sometimes you got to just realize that you're the main character, even if it's not an action movie. It might be a romantic comedy, or it might just be a fucking comedy, because life be funny like that.
Wow. But I think you're dropping bars, but you're not.
I just dropped a gem. Like, right now, people were like, ooh. Nah. Like, people just heard me say that, and they were like, ooh.
Garbage. That was
and they was like, oh, shit, I'm the main character, but my movie is a fucking horror movie. Or my movie is a fucking motivational movie.
You know what? Now that you think, maybe I'm a little high, but now that you say it, I'm thinking like, yo, if you really think about it, everybody's the main character in your own movie. Mm-hmm. But it just depends on what the genre is.
What's the fucking genre?
What's the genre of your movie?
Is it a romance? Maybe your shit is whack because your genre is whack.
Is it a horror? Is it a thriller? Is it an action movie?
I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm glad that my life is not a thriller movie. Because thriller movies, it might be some shit like I'm here getting abused every day type shit. Like, it could be some shit
my life is a sitcom.
My life feels like that.
Like How I Met Your Mother or something.
Or some bullshit like that, right?
My life is a sitcom.
Well, talking about sitcoms, You might want to sit calmly for this.
Oh, okay. Mm. Wow. That transition was nice.
I know. I was just thinking about some of the shows and movies that we saw last year. And some were really good. Some shit was whack. And some stuff just let me down. But I just thought about it. And I was making a little list on my notes.
Okay.
And I want to just...
Okay, share it out.
Okay, so I'm going to just say the name of some shows or
movies. I'm going to be like, ditto or like, nah.
I want you to tell me, how do you... Like, just give me an emotion or feeling.
Would it be my highlight of the year or something?
Or, you know, just be like, okay. Worth it, not worth it. Like, what was good? All right. I feel like we're gonna clash on this one. How I Met Your Father on Hulu.
Oh, that came out last year, huh?
That was last year.
I heard they just dropped the announcement that they're going to do the season two in a couple weeks, actually.
Gran mierda. Let's hear it.
I didn't think it was bad, but it was a letdown.
Let's keep it a buck, though. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. Can I keep it a buck, buck? I'm going to keep it a buck, buck.
Okay, like
a
chicken.
Buck, buck. Let me keep it a buck. All right.
Keep it 100%
How I Met Your Father, I watched the whole thing. Obviously, every week.
We saw the whole How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
We watched the whole How
I Met Your Father. So every week when it came out, we was like, we have to watch a new episode, right? Mm-hmm. So we were committed to it. Now, but if I'm keeping it real gully, I'm going to tell you the truth. That show was ass.
You know what it is?
It's ass. That's what it is.
Why do you say it's ass?
was trash.
Share more. Well, give me a reason. What is the reason?
It's we want it to be something because we care about the original.
Okay, that's what I think. I don't think it was bad. I think expectations were just way too high. You're talking about a whole cult following of people who are obsessed with there's people who to this day talk about the number one show I've ever seen is How I Met Your Mother. That's the show of my life. This is a show that my all-time favorite sitcom. You have all of these people like literally sitting at the edge of their seats waiting for How I Met Your Father. And of course, now when you watch it, they're going to be like, I'm disappointed. It's not what I thought. I thought I was going to see more characters from the old show. I thought it was going to be this. I thought it was going to be that. Nobody gives a fuck what you thought. It's a new show. How I Met Your Mother has been over. It's been many years.
I think it's regardless. It still felt, even if it's a standalone show, it's still one of those things where if I never saw it again, I'm okay with it. And okay. I was committed to it, but I still, if.
Okay, maybe it wasn't your cup of tea, whatever.
If I never see it again, I'm 100% cool with it. There's so many better things to watch.
Also, my inner, like, preteen girl came out because Hilary Duff was in it. I was like, oh my God, I fucking love this.
Why bitch. Hilary Duff always got her hands in her pocket?
What are you talking about?
Somebody mentioned
this. You threw me off.
I know. I was watching. You remember on Instagram? I sent you a video of. I don't know if that was from the Lizzie McGuire movie or some shit, but she's like singing in a classroom.
Oh my God, that really cringy scene where she's like, oh, wow, wow.
Yeah, wow. Ow.
Wow.
She's like hitting different notes and shit.
And everybody stands up and is like, yeah.
They're like, oh, that shit fire. That shit was whack.
That shit was cringe. It wasn't whack. It was just cringe. It's like, what the fuck
time,
are you doing?
The whole time she got her hand in her pockets. Like, she does this.
That was like the move in like old 2000 movies. But this is the girl next door, she's like putting her hands in her pocket.
Nah, but it's not just that. So I read the comments because the comments were hilarious. People were like, what the fuck is this? And people were like, yo, that was like the Lizzie McGuire move. Always puts her hand in her pocket and does that.
The little head tilt.
Like she's innocent, but like she's down. You know, like, mm-hmm. like she
and
likes
to. And it was
cool
never
board.
In her pockets because pants in the 2000s didn't have no fucking pockets.
Bro, it's not her hands. It's like her thumb.
Yeah.
Thumbs in the pocket. Why her thumbs are always in her pocket when she's singing?
Because.
And now you're telling me that she's in How I Met Your Father. She's a photographer that. She's a professional photographer who uses a film camera. Let's keep it a buck. Most people using film cameras.
Don't talk that talk, King. Yeah,
I'm just saying. Most people using film cameras. They're doing it for a certain look.
Go ahead, talk that talk.
To have fun. Or they're doing it because they want to look like they know what the fuck they're doing. But for the most part, if you really a pro and you're really out here making money, you ain't using film because you know that shit's stupid. It's not stupid.
Say it again for it's the people not stupid. In the back.
Listen, it's not stupid. People are going to be like, yo, you're talking shit. I got film.
It's artistic.
It's artistic. I got film cameras. But if somebody's paying me for a shoot.
Jose said, ooh, wow.
Ooh, wow. Like she's using the shit. If somebody's paying you for a shoot. Yo, in the first or second episode, she was doing this dude's headshots with a film camera. What kind of shit is that? If I'm going to go out there to do headshots, why would I use film? You get like 36 shots in that one roll of film. And then you got to either wait to get that shit done or you're going to go do it yourself at home in the dark. Like, it makes no sense. It makes no financial sense.
I understand the art behind it.
I do too, because I've done it before. But
I just don't think that it's useful. Because in the show, they use her a lot for like gigs. Like, my daughter's having a sweet 16. Can you throw the pictures? And she would take her film camera.
Like, that shit doesn't make
any sense. It's like, dude, you're taking pictures of a quinceañera right now. Like, what are you?
Yeah, you don't need a film camera.
You don't
camera,
need a film
dummy.
Camera.
You're going to spend more money
developing the pictures.
Then you are on the fucking dumb shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're trying to appeal to make it look cool because film cameras are cool.
Yeah.
But
and
it's
like hipster, you know?
It's hipster, but it doesn't make sense financially. Like, it doesn't make sense to real
and
photographers.
Also, I felt a way always because, okay, Friends, How I Met Your Mother and How I Met Your Father are all based in New York, right?
Yeah.
And honestly, I want to know what part of New York they at because there's nothing New York about the fucking nothing. They'll be like, oh, we in the subway, and the subway look mad nice. Like,
yeah, dead ass, right?
Like, I've never seen New York look that nice. They got all these nice-ass apartments.
Well, that's what people used to say, like, yo, all these sitcoms from back in the day, like Seinfeld and Friends and shit like that, it's like these people lived in apartments that don't even exist in New York. Like, that shit does not exist. Like, I've seen really big apartments in New York, but they're very rare, and they're not in the middle of fucking...
And why are sitcom apartments always multi-level? Do you notice that?
No, they're really not.
Yes, like, there's always, like, the living room is low, and then the kitchen is, like, on another step. Like, they gotta step up.
Like, they gotta step up to go to their
room or whatever. Well, and it's like, why is this shit... I've never been in an apartment in New York where there's, like, multi-levels in the
Yo, maybe that's just a TV thing.
Because it is only a TV thing.
Because even now, like, we watch Big Bang Theory, and they have a step to the dining table that they never sit at. Mm-hmm. Like, there's always a lot. But why do they have that in their apartment, but not Penny's apartment that's across the hall?
It's like whatever the main apartment is. Because even in How I Met Your Mother, there was, like, a little step up.
Yeah.
To go to, like, their rooms or whatever. Or in Friends. It's just like, why the fuck is there all these steps, like... You already got to walk 10,000. If you live in a walk-up, you already got
to
walk up.
They got to try to step this shit up. All right. Before we get carried away, let me throw
That was a rant.
That was a little rant there. Okay, I got another one for you.
This is a show?
A show.
Okay.
Severance.
Ooh. That was, honestly, if that show does not win an award.
I don't know if it did, but I'll tell you the truth. I met somebody. There was somebody I work with. That I tried to put them onto the show. They watched it. They hated it. And they were like,
why?
They did not like it. Like, they were like, it was predictable, this, that. And I was like,
what part of it is predictable? Yo, like, every time something happened, I was like, wait, what?
Nah,
wait, what?
I'm telling you, me and some other people.
There's no way. Who said that? Somebody was just a hater. You know what it sounds like? Somebody who sat down and tried to watch a show and be like, I don't get it. I don't like it.
It was one person generally told me that, like, they finished the whole thing and it was like, that was a waste of time. And I was shocked because they have decent taste. And I mean, that same person told me they hated How I Met Your Mother. But still.
Oh, no. There's a special place in hell for you. What?
No, but let me tell you something.
I get if you say, like, you hate a character.
Let me tell you something. Severance, in my opinion, the concept of the show Severance is enough for me to get Apple TV.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we got Apple TV just to watch
that fucking
show. And it's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
This year.
Mm-hmm. It should, because it left us at a cliffhanger.
That show was amazing. I think Severance was so good that we couldn't stop. We were like, we need to know what's happening next.
It's such a I would love to nitpick somebody, not nitpick. I would love to pick at that person's brain that was like, this show was predictable. What about the show was predictable?
There's only one thing that was predictable, and that was like that whole scene in the first episode where you hear the person talking and you're like, is that the bitch from Mark? You know, like somebody's like,
oh, the vieja.
The vieja, yeah. Everybody was like, yo, pretty as soon much, as I saw yeah. that, I already knew that it was going to be this
but
bitch.
But everything else was completely unpredictable. Like, you have no idea.
Also, it's not just that.
And guys, I like to pride myself into thinking that I can catch on to storylines pretty quick. And like, plot twists
picks up on shit pretty quick. Super fast.
Like, even when with watching Severance, there was like maybe a handful of times, like two or three times where I said, I was like, you know what? My theory is this. And like one out of the three times it was true. And I was like, wow, I was head on with that one. But other than that, I was like shocked the whole way through.
Yeah. I think it's just the concept of the show that just blows my fucking mind. The concept of the show blows my mind because it can happen to us. Because people were using this program to even like give birth, so they don't remember giving birth. They
don't have to remember going through the pain. Or
they don't got to remember pain.
The uncomfortableness.
Like, it's fucking nuts. So I don't know. To me, when it comes to creativity, let's use that word. Creativity.
Okay, the enunciation there. Creativity.
No. All jokes aside, though, when it comes to creativity, I don't think there was a show that was more creative than Severance.
You know what it is that I also liked about that show is that, like you mentioned, it's something that can happen. And I think that's what gives it an extra element of like there's obviously the show is kind of like a drama slash like mystery, but it's also, I like to consider it like a thriller.
Yeah.
Like there's lots of parts of it where you're disturbed. You're like, what the fuck? Like that shit, that the whole concept itself is like, it's kind of scary to even think about.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That to me was like a really good show, and it's still going, and I can't wait for season two. And that's all I gotta say.
Yeah, I'm glad that I'm like on it early.
Yeah. Before the hype.
Yeah, before that, because you know what's gonna happen. That shit's gonna be.
Apple TV's gonna freeze. Like, what's
gonna happen? Nah, that show's gonna be on its like third or fourth season, and everybody's gonna be like, yo, I heard the show's really good.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, that show that I tried to tell you guys about years ago, fucking assholes.
Okay, hipster. You were like that with the, I remember, this is a side story. I remember many years ago, Jose put me on to Gaudier. Remember the guy you didn't have to cut me off. Thinking like it, that song, like months before, Jose was like, no, this song.
Yo, I swear.
Like months before, like close to a year before, like 9 months before, Jose's like, babe, you have to listen to this song. And I listened to it. I was like, the song is catchy. Like,
and I was like, yo, in 9 months?
This song is going to pop off.
I wish I put money on that shit.
This song needs to be in movies. This needs to be in commercials. This song is gonna pop off. And I was like, I don't know. You think people are gonna really like this kind of song? He was like, yo, I can show this song to anybody, and they all gonna say it's good.
Yo, that became the number one song in America.
Like for a while, and not gonna lie, it's still one of the best songs I think was like ever made.
You didn't have to cut me out.
And then when the girl comes in. Like that little whisper part that she comes in.
Ding 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 ding.
No, you're singing another song.
No,
you're singing the ABCs. A B C D E F G.
No, no. Well, I was making it sound like an ice cream truck, but that is what the. I'm just doing that ding ding ding, but dum 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 is the same thing. It's the same pattern. It's the same pattern I'm using. You got me sounding Italian.
And I don't want to live that way. Think of every word you say. That part when she's screaming. And I hung up on somebody that you used to know. To this day, I don't give a fuck. That's my song of 2022.
Yo, how's that the song of 2022? And that came out like 7, 8, 9 years ago.
Yeah, This shit came out in 2009. And I was like, it was in 2008. Like, yo, this is going.
Yo, that.
Yo, honestly, when that song became popping, I remember I ran to the first thing. I was like, yo, you was on this song. And you were like, I know.
Yo, no lie, I should have put money on that. Because that's happened to me mad fucking times in my life. And that's the type of shit that used to piss me off. Because I swear I would be like listening to certain podcasts or certain
things. I don't know how many other times that's happened with like songs or shows or movies, but that's one time that I'll never forget. Because you was like adamant for months. You were like, yo, this song? And you would play it all the fucking time. By the time it came out, I was just like, this fucking song again? Like, I was already, I was tired of the song before everybody else was tired of the song.
Nah, I'm not even gonna lie. Do you know how many times shit like that's happened to me? I'm not even like trying to talk shit, but like,
they be knowing about the shit.
Nah, my friend from back in school, Levi and I, especially we went to college together. Like, we used to be up on certain songs, and then a year later, shit would get popping, and we used to get so tight. Like, yeah, just getting on the shit. Like, I remember like. I was in college.
Such a fucking hipster.
No,
I've been listening to that song.
and that was one of those things that used to make me hate on. Like when shit got too popular, I used to hate on it.
Yeah, you did.
But I don't do that anymore. Like I used to really be on some like, it's almost like I didn't want people to get popping. Fans. Yeah. But like when Drake's "Best I Ever Had," "Best I Ever Had," like literally, it was like 7 months before that shit hit the radio. And I remember I was like, yo, this tape just came out. Y'all got to listen to this shit.
You were like, this kid's a star.
I was like, this kid's about to blow up. I was like, yeah, the kid from Degrassi, he's about to blow up. I'm like, he already had like two other projects that weren't even official mixtapes, but they were like mixed up, fucked up projects. And I was like, just listen to these shits. These shits are fire. Like, they're good. And in this "Best I Ever Had" shit, I was like, this is the one that's going to take off. It's going to take off, I'm telling you. 6 months later, the shit takes off. And now everybody's on that shit. And I was like, you know what? Fuck him. I don't care about him anymore. Don't get me started on Kid Cudi. That shit pisses me the fuck off. Because I was listening to Day and Night before there was a fucking Day and Night.
Okay, sir.
All right, whatever. I don't want to get into this shit. Because that should be getting me tight. Like, people never gave me my credit.
Jose's an explorer when it comes to music.
An explorer. I don't want to. I don't care no more.
You're like an explorer. Like those people that just go and discover new lands.
A conqueror? A conquistador?
Okay. Hey, I know I'm interrupting this long-awaited episode, but I just needed to do it to let y'all know about our favorite motherfucking sponsor, Deadass Market. We know we just got over this holiday season, but we are headed into 2023. You already know, new year, new you, new clothes. Get with the fucking program. Deadass Market has shirts, beanies, pins, hoodies, all the essentials that you need for this cold ass weather. High quality at a great price. Styles are starting as low as $14.98, and that shit is fucking affordable. Don't miss this crazy deal. Make sure to visit deadassmarket.com. That is deadassmarket.com. And also go ahead and follow them on Instagram and on TikTok. They on TikTok now. All right, let's get back to it. A what?
Conquistador.
Okay.
We kind of went off the rails there.
I mean, that's the point. But you don't know, now you know.
I'm trying to just say, Severance is going to be one of those shows in the future.
Jose's predictions.
My prediction. Can I throw another? Okay. I'm not even going to throw another show. I'm going to throw a movie at you.
Okay. Oh, okay.
How do you feel about Deep Water? That was the movie with.
You need to remind me because I don't.
Here's the thing about this. Some movies have whack titles because when you say the title, you don't remember which movie it is.
Yeah. Because I don't. What is that?
So that means that they didn't stand out much.
What is it?
Deep Water is the movie with Ben Affleck and that really pretty girl with the pretty eyes that they're married, but she
The Spanish girl.
And she likes to smash other guys.
Oh yeah, we talked about it.
We did talk about that.
That wasn't even in the theater. It was like on a
straight to Netflix.
It was Netflix, yeah.
I think it was, or Hulu. No, it was Netflix. It was Netflix, right?
I don't know. One of the fucking streaming services. There's nothing in there. You gotta go pour water. We talked about it, I believe, many, many episodes ago, because we just went off on our whole, like, how we would feel if that were to fucking happen. Like, bitch, you got some goddamn nerve. Like,
but that was like a man in front of me. The dynamic of their relationship was that he liked to see her.
Yeah, he was kind of like a cuck.
Yeah. Like, he liked to see her, at, like,
mess around
with other men and know that she's getting fucked by other guys. Because then he can be like, yo, I'm your real fucking owner. And then fucking, yeah. Like, get sexual.
Like, later in the night. Like, she would, like, fuck somebody like that for lunchtime in the other room where he can clearly see her and get kind of, like, angry about it. Because that night he was kind of like, give it to her rough. Like, I'm your man. Yeah. How dare you let some other man do that to you?
And that was a fucked up relationship.
Like, they would talk. And they had a kid. They had a daughter. And it was, like, really weird.
They were so toxic.
It was really bad.
But the thing about it, obviously, like, that shit came crashing down. Because he really did. It's like, you know, you think you don't care. You try to say you don't care, but you do care. Mm-hmm. He's over here fucking killing the motherfuckers that is fucking his girl.
I think, like, the story was, in the beginning, he fell in love with her just for, like, whatever, normal reasons. They met when in traveling, and they fell in love, and they got together. And then once they were married, I think he realized the freak that she was. And because he loved her too much, he was just kind of like, I just want to make you happy. And kind of went along with it in the beginning. And then towards the end, he was just like, nah, fuck this shit.
Well, you know what's like, sad about this? Me. It's not sad because there are people out there in this world that are like that. But like, she's just such a freak that she even said it to him. She was like, you can't be with anybody else because you would be bored. Mm-hmm. Like, you love this shit.
Yeah. Like, she said it straight up to his face.
And she's like, such a freak with such a sex drive.
You would never leave me because you love this shit.
And with a crazy sex drive, like, she's going to, no matter what, she's going to go out there and smash somebody. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be looking at her like, how am I not going to smash her? Like, she's beautiful. And also, she throws it in my face. Like, if you don't smash me, you pussy. Like,
I don't know. It was very weird. I don't know. Super, super toxic.
But, like, that shit had me like, I cannot be with this girl.
I would say, I wouldn't give it, it's not on my highlights of 2022, the movies I've seen. Not me either. But, I mean, I give it, out of 5 stars, I give it like a 3.5.
Yeah, it was solid. That was a solid film.
It was a solid movie. It was solid, and it was like a conversation, like a debate that you could have amongst friends. Like, did you see this shit? What do you think?
Yeah.
Like, would you ever? Or like, I don't know, you got to think of the circumstances. They have a kid and da-da-da-da-da-da.
The movie kept you, you know, entertained. Like, you're watching that shit. Like, we did not take that shit off.
No, you we sat through the whole thing. There's plenty of movies that we did, like, stop halfway through.
I mean, we just did that today. We were just watching Jumper, by the way.
We've already seen Jumper, though.
Yeah, yeah. It was just, like, I was going through HBO, and I was like, let me put this shit on, because as he was cooking, I was like, I haven't seen this so long. I kind of just want to see, like, what I...
If my nerd girls know, like, the main character from Jumper is also, like, Anakin Skywalker from Star Wars, and if my nerdy girlies know...
He was a baddie?
He's a baddie. He's a zaddy.
A zaddy? Mm. Shit, okay. I mean, he was somebody's zaddy. He was Luke Skywalker. He's Luke Skywalker.
Luke, I am your zaddy.
Luke, I am your zaddy. That's crazy. That's crazy. All right, I got one for you. Nope.
Nope?
By Jordan Peele.
I don't know. People have come at me for my opinion about this, but I still stick by it. Like, I didn't.
Me too.
It was very mid for me, and me it too. Wasn't. It is not. It's. I'll tell you this much. It's definitely not in my highlights for 2022 movies. Like, it's forgettable for me. Maybe it's because I had really high expectations. Because I love all of the other Jordan and Peele movies. Like, I love
that's the
Get Out, and I loved Us.
That's what
and
then misses me off about it.
This movie came out, and I was just like, it didn't. It wasn't giving.
Giving.
It didn't give.
Nah, the shit with Nope is just like you said, I love the shit that Jordan Peele has done. Mm-hmm. And even as a sleeper, and I know we talked about it before, but not too much. Even as a sleeper, because he's known for his three films that he made himself. Mm-hmm. But he also had a big hand in making the last Candyman movie. Mm-hmm. And people don't even realize that he's one of the people involved with that movie.
Yeah. That movie was good.
And that, to me, Candyman...
was better than Nope.
I don't know if it came out last... It did come out last year.
It did.
Candyman, in my opinion, was probably 10 times better than Nope.
Yeah, I agree.
And
really... And maybe it's because I'm stupid. Like, did I not get the, like... underlying message or like meaning behind it. I don't fucking know, but I don't know. Like a flying butthole was just not doing it for me.
There was a flying do-rag that turned into a butthole. Yeah, I remember that podcast. We were really tight about that. Yeah, Nope really fucked us up, huh?
Yeah, I don't. It wasn't a highlight for me. I'm sorry. Like, people can come at me as much as they'd like.
And I love the other Jordan Peele movies.
I loved his other, like, Us and Get Out. Give it to me all day, every day.
Yeah. But Nope. This shit just, like...
Nope was
shit,
a nope for me.
You know, okay, I have another movie that I'm going to keep it a buck with you. It was not that good, but I had high expectations. And it's also, I think it's going to be one of those movies where it's going to be considered a good movie, but in a weird way.
Okay.
And that's Bullet Train.
Bullet Train, Bullet Train.
You don't remember Bullet Train? When they're in Japan, even Bad Bunny was in that movie.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that movie, high expectations.
High expectations, because that cast is stacked.
Stacked.
Brad that cast Pitt, was like fucking stacked. But, I don't know. Who was the director for this? Because it gave me like all the other, like, okay, I don't like to just, you know, throw everything in a bubble, but like, you know, like the other, like, Samuel Jackson movies where it's like the other
Tarantino movies.
Yeah. Tarantino.
But I don't think it was. But everybody was saying that it felt like a Tarantino movie.
It did.
It felt 100%.
If you're really into Tarantino movies, 100%, this is going to be the highlight of your year.
And like, this is the thing about Tarantino movies, because you and I, we've had the talk before.
I'm a big fan of Tarantino movies.
We've had the talks before. Where,
but I wasn't expecting that going in. Maybe that's what it was. Like, if I was going in, if I would have seen the director's name and been like, directed by Quentin Tarantino, and sat down and watched the movie, I would have been like, this is a great film. Because it's one of his. And like, I know what to expect.
Yeah.
But I didn't... think, not to say that means it was bad. It wasn't movie.
I had fun watching it.
It was entertaining.
It was interesting. I had a fun time watching it because they did a lot of flashbacks, and it's a lot of like, who is the killer or who is doing this and who is doing that, mm-hmm. right? That's what's fun about it. Then it also felt like Tarantino in good ways and bad ways. Because this is the thing, Tarantino movies are not for everybody.
No.
Like they,
not everybody likes them, yeah.
Yeah, there's some of his movies even we don't like. Mm-hmm. Or they just talk too much.
Yeah.
But it's like you're trying to piece something together. It's always something they're piecing together.
Was the Django one of them?
Damn, I can't remember if Django was, but I know for a fact.
Because this Bullet Train felt like Django.
Bullet Train to me felt like a little bit of Kill Bill.
Okay, Kill Bill, uh-huh.
And to me, Kill Bill is one of the best Tarantino movies.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
But then when you think about like The Hateful Eight, right? Some people love that movie and some people hated that movie.
Yeah.
Like, we went to the theater to see that movie and it's mostly all talking. The whole movie's talking. It's a who did it and they're inside of a cabin. But the thing about it is that it is a good movie. It's just a lot of fucking talking. Yeah. And in Bullet Train, there was more talking than there was a lot of talking than action.
Yeah.
But it was weird. And a lot of fake shit.
I don't know. Out of five, I give it a...
Out of five, I'd give it like a 3.5.
I give it like a 3.8.
Because I would watch Bullet Train again, but I don't expect a lot from it. But I feel like it's one of those movies that feels like Pulp Fiction. Mm-hmm. Like people are going to watch it in the future and be like, wow, this movie has a lot of actors in it. And they're going to watch it and be like, why was this movie so big? Because now I watch Pulp Fiction and I'm like, I don't think it's good. But it's a cult classic, and I feel like Bullet Train is going to be one of those in 15 years. Because it falls into that category of movie.
Yeah.
Like Uma Thurman and all these people, like, it's just a lot of shit going on.
Yeah. The same way I feel about all the other Quentin Tarantino movies, where yeah. I feel like Hateful Eight and
I can't, all of those they're not all coming to my head right now, but I know exactly what you mean. And yeah, everybody was like, was this shit low-key directed by him, like on the low?
I thought it was. I don't know if but it is.
I don't think it was.
I mean, don't quote us, guys. We never have any fucking facts. It's always just like off the top. I think.
That's weird. Hold on. I got to pull
I think up. It was a Disney movie. No.
Look, Quentin Tarantino movies that are like really popular. Pulp Fiction. Inglourious Basterds. That was a really
good
one.
That was a good one too.
I would actually, I feel like rewatching that because it's been really long. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Django, you're right. Django was.
Yeah, yeah.
Django was one of the best ones that he did.
Honestly, but I know Kill Bill was like our fave, but also Django's up there for me.
Django was OD. Like
I fucking love that movie.
There's a lot of them. Little Nicky, Jackie Brown. Whoa, those are movies that he were. Oh, those are movies that he was in. yo, why do I feel like Tarantino was the guy who did Machete, but he wasn't? Because I feel like Machete also felt like that.
I mean, it doesn't, just because it's filmed in that
look.
In that look doesn't mean that it was him. There's a lot of directors who are obviously influenced by him. Like he's a legend for obvious reasons. And
yeah,
all these other directors are going to like be inspired and do the same things, which I get. But I don't know. I gave it a 3.8.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Now, from Bullet Train, let's just put it out there. Top Gun, Maverick.
Oof. You want to know something?
Because I think that's the movie of the year.
I think, honestly, that was the movie of the year. That movie was good.
That movie was amazing. Keep in mind, we even went to the movies with a friend who had never seen the first one. And they were just like, fuck it, let's just watch it. And they loved it.
It was good. It was just like a classic action movie. Like, you got exactly what you thought was going to be when, you know, about fucking fighter pilots and shit.
Now, I was like, on the edge of my seat, though.
But yeah. There was a point where I was like, how are they going to do this?
I love when movies do that shit. Mm-hmm. I love when a movie puts you in a situation where you're like, yo, there's no way
they're
going to make it out of this.
Or like, somebody's going to die.
Like, for them to make it out of this, this is going to be crazy good.
Yeah.
I love shit like that.
And I liked that the storyline was, I mean, movies will always feel somewhat rushed. But, like, I mean, we went on a whole long rant about this during one of our, like, past episodes. But, like, the first Top Gun movie feels very rushed. Like, one minute he's, like, a rebel in his pilot class. And then he goes to the Top Gun thing, and then he finds out who his father is, and then his best friend dies, and then that's it. Like, we go on a mission. Like, everything just moves really, really, really fast.
Yeah.
And it's hard to kind of keep up and like feel empathy for the characters. Like, there was parts in the movie where like people should have been crying, should have been like, oh my god, his best friend died. But like, you don't even get a chance to do that. Like, I couldn't grow to love the characters because everything went by so fast. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I'm saying, like, Top Gun, the original, is ass.
I don't think it was ass. It was
that
just
movie
like,
was not great. It was just great for the time.
It was great for the time, it was.
And that's it. That's where that ends.
But this one was good.
This, like, one was amazing.
You got to, like, actually enjoy the characters, and it didn't feel as rush.
Maybe How I Met Your Father should take fucking notes. On how to make do a fucking sequel. By the way, talking about sequels, I'm not sure if we even mentioned it on the last podcast, but
what?
Do you see the commercial for the that 90s show?
Oh, I have seen the commercial,
and it's pretty cool because it's like Red Foreman
again. They have a lot of work on their hands because that 70s show is. To the same way,
it's
has a huge cult following. Like,
it's
a lot
goated.
Of people hold that show close into their hearts. Like, I hold that show dear to my heart.
Me too. But you know what's the thing about that 70s show that's, like, weird? And I know most people feel the same way as me. I hold that show, like, to a high standard, like, with respect. Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost goated. And I would deadass rewatch it again.
Yeah, I would too.
But the thing about it is that there's a certain season that after that, it just kind of goes downhill.
It was whenever Eric like goes away for like
after that, I stopped watching.
I stopped watching after that.
And I think a lot of people did.
Yeah.
Because just too many things were happening.
Yeah.
But before everything before that was goated.
Yeah.
Amazing. That show 100%. Was so good. And I'm glad that they're doing the remake in a different way. Because I don't know if you know this, but there was a show that came out back then called That 80s Show. And it was a flop. It was supposed to be like kind of like That 70s Show. They were going based off the hype of how well the first 2 years went on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so bad. You can go on YouTube and like look it up. And there's videos of people like explaining why the show was canceled and mm-hmm. how everything that was wrong with it. Like it just wasn't made to, it just was bad. So when I heard about That 90s Show, I thought it was going to be the same thing. But what they did was they did it the right way where it's the same characters. It's like Eric Foreman's daughter.
You get what I'm saying? That's like what they should have did.
Yeah. And it's cool because it's the same parent. Like it's the show actually revolves around the fact that Eric Foreman's parents like live there
mm-hmm.
and it's about their life as like retired.
Yeah. Grandparents.
Grandparents.
Now. And I think the whole concept is like Eric and Donna's kid is staying there for the summer. Like,
yeah, there's something going on there. I have to watch it.
The grandparents for the summer or something. I don't know. And you know, it goes from there, which is like really cute because you get to see a lot of the other characters who we got a glimpse of, like Fez, I think.
I think they showed Bob came back, which I want to see.
I wonder if like, do you think Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are going to make an appearance?
And imagine they still act the same way.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fucking hilarious? By the way, I was just, for some of you. Damn, Jackie.
It doesn't matter who I'm dating. Just know that he's better than you in every way. Well, damn, Jackie, that could be anybody.
Kelso is the best character, dude. Yo, I'm going to name my kid Kelso.
Don't.
I love Kelso, bro.
I loved Hyde. Hyde was actually one of my crushes.
Like, yeah, he's the one that we know up. He's not coming back to the show. He's had like allegations and mad shit. You know?
Oh, really?
But you know what's so funny? Like I mentioned this the other day when we were over at our neighbor's house.
Okay.
Our neighbor's house.
Over at our neighbor's house.
But it's crazy that like Ashton Kutcher has a super high IQ. Right? Yeah. He's actually a very smart guy. He's been on Shark Tank. Like yeah, he's an investor. He's a very intelligent man. He's really good with numbers and shit. Like he's smart as fuck. And the role that made him famous was playing a fucking idiot.
And he was just like, he fell into that bubble for a little while because then he made like, Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah. Like he, and everything he like was that. Stuck. What do you call it? Casserole some shit? Not cat.
Typecast.
Casserole.
Casserole.
He was casserole.
He was tuna casserole.
He like, they had him playing the same character. Him and the dude from Dude, Where's My Car? That guy was in American Pie.
Yeah, yeah. And he always played that same character, like the pothead or like,
yeah,
just like the weird teenager guy, the dropout. Where's My Car?
Can we watch that?
Yeah, we can. What does mine say? Dude, what did yours say? Sweet.
Did you watch that movie a lot or just like maybe once?
Oh, I've seen it a lot of times. I had it on DVD.
Dude, that movie was, I watched it so much. Like, I used to just be out there just talking about like, we got to look for the whatever the device was that they were looking for.
I don't know what it was, but there's one scene that I always love that I like still quote to this day. It's just this like
transitioner, transfunctioner, or some shit like that. Zordon.
Zoltan. My lines are always, and then.
Remember like the bubble wrap, like conspiracy theorists? And they used to be like, Zoltan. I gotta rewatch that movie. That movie was a classic, dude.
Yeah, honestly, we had this conversation a couple nights ago where like we fell into like a hole of like our favorite early 2000s, like kind of like teenage. I put it under the realm of like teenage movies.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. It's like all, like the 10 Things I Hate About You. The fucking, what's the one that we saw the other night?
The one that we remember the other night we were watching The New Guy.
The New Guy, American Pie, like yeah. all of the, you know what the fuck, like yeah. all those movies that fall into like those romantic comedy. I don't even know. Just like raunchy.
But it's funny because they all kind of have the same similar feeling to them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like it was the same director for every fucking movie. Like Road Trip. Like
Road Trip.
I was watching that one day here with somebody. Was it with you? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I think it was.
Like I even throw Bring It On into that kind of like.
Yeah, like all these movies felt the same.
Yeah.
And that's why when Not Another Teen Movie came out, mm-hmm. it actually was good.
Yeah.
Because Captain America, which is the main character, the fucking jock, you know, that yeah. guy. I was like, this guy is spot on, like the fucking football guy in every fucking movie.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, like that. I kind of miss those movies, I'm not gonna lie. Like those teen movies.
Yeah, they were something else. There's some of them that were kind of deep too. Like
yeah.
Cruel Intentions, like. There were some that were like.
I mean, Cruel Intentions was a little.
It was a little slutty, you know? So, the other night, Desi and I were talking about these movies, and we went down this rabbit hole, and we were like, yo, let's rewatch American Pie. Because I actually never fully saw the whole first movie. Desi also felt like she's only seen parts, but the second American Pie. My sister and I watched it like 100 times. And to me, that was...
When did the first American Pie come out? Because I feel like...
It was like 99.
Yeah, I was too young.
Yeah.
To watch those movies. Because, you know, at that time, it was a lot of... Not just cursing, but there was like nudity, a lot of sexual references. Like, yeah, I was no, not was allowed to watch those movies.
That was a lot for a 6-year-old. Or a 7-year-old. But Lizzie and I were trying to find these movies. Because we had just watched The New Guy. And, yo, we had a hard time finding
We can't shits. Find American Pie on anything. We have to pay for it to watch American Pie.
So something about American Pie, they got their shit together. They're just not giving it up for free like that.
No, we got to pay. We have to rent it if we want to watch
and
it.
And the thing is, I've never seen all the other ones. There's a couple of them. But, like, the first like two are the main, like, you got to see. We cannot find them shits for free.
No. We're just going to have to like go to those websites that we used to.
I'm not doing that.
1, 2, 3 movies.
1, 2, 3 movies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 movies. And there's like 100 links. You got to put like, okay, is it the link from.
Is it this one?
Is it the link from Put Locker?
And then it's in Chinese and you're like, fuck.
Yo, that reminds me. So Desi and I, now we use an Apple TV, but we used to use a Fire Stick. And I used to like hack the Fire Stick so we can like put, you know, movies and shit on there that just came out in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
So you remember when we would find a movie that we wanted to watch?
Oh my
we
God.
Had to press like every like link
8 links
to see which one is the right link.
Mm-hmm.
And like one would be like in another language. The other one would you would put it on and it's not even the same movie anymore.
It's different.
It was a different fucking movie.
You want to hear a funny story? I have a funny story. So in my house growing up, before I even moved out here, my parents had a Fire Stick and it was hacked so they can watch movies. And I think at the time,
oh, I already know what you're gonna tell me.
Girl on the Train came out, right?
Girl on the Train.
And I saw it and I was telling my mom about it. I was like, Mama, you have to watch this movie. It's so good.
By the way, my mom loves movies
like that.
By the way. Girl on the Train?
That movie was so good.
Great fucking movie.
Like, Ben Affleck deserved an award for that.
Great fucking movie.
Come on. And so did the Tipa in the movie, too.
Yeah.
Bring water over here. So that movie had just come out, and it was so good, and I kept telling my mom about it, like, you have to watch it. She loves those kind of movies, like, fucking thriller, drama, like, crazy woman kills her husband type shit. Like, she loves that kind of stuff. She's a big Lifetime addict. So I told her about it. She was like, oh, yo quiero ver eso. And then she was like, check on the Fire Stick if you can find it. So after clicking a couple links, one of them started to work. And it started off like the opening sequence and everything. And I was like, all right, cool. And I think that day I had to go do something. So I like left her there. So I left it on. I was like, all right, cool. Enjoy the movie. And then I think I went out to like... to Graham to do a couple errands. Like, I went to get a couple things I needed or whatever. I come back, And she sat down watching a completely different movie. And I'm like, what happened? And she was like, I don't know. I thought this was the movie. That's not. I think it was like, I don't even think. It was like some other novella thing there that was playing. Not even Girl on the Train. Like, yeah, Ben Affleck was nowhere to be found.
Something completely
different. No, it wasn't Girl on the Train. It was Gone Girl. She was trying to watch.
Also, I love that movie, by the way.
Yeah.
Gone Girl is so good.
That's what I was referring to with Ben Affleck. Gone Girl. And she started watching something else, and then my dad came and tried to fix it, and he was just like, I don't know what movie you're talking about. He just kind of like left it there. So I came back, she's just like watching some random ass movie.
Your mom saw, I remember that day. Your mom saw like a completely random ass movie from beginning to end.
She was like, but that was what was, she's like, I didn't know how to change it, and I don't think this is the movie, but I watched it anyways.
She watched some like random.
Sitting there for 2 hours watching something completely different.
She was like, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Yo, Ben Affleck hasn't even been in the scene.
I haven't seen that one thing of Ben Affleck. Nothing.
I don't think
it's the wrong movie.
This is not the same movie my friends told me about. She saw that.
She was like, I didn't even see one train, Girl on the Train.
She hasn't even gotten on a train yet. I'm like, that's not even the fucking movie. She watched the whole thing.
Just after a whole other movie. And it finished, she was like, pero yo no entendí nada because it was, it was no Ben Affleck, no nothing. I was like, what the fuck did you watch? Like, I came in and the credits were starting to roll and it looked a little different. I was like, you watched Gone Girl? And she was like, I don't know what the fuck I watched.
I don't know what the fuck that shit was. It was probably like a bullshit Hallmark movie. Yeah, our parents be doing cute shit sometimes when they don't know like technology.
She's like, I don't know what the fuck I watched. Like, how do you not know what you watched? She's like, I don't even remember seeing Ben Affleck. And I rewinded it, and I'm like, Mommy, this wasn't the movie. She's like, well, your father came and told me, yeah, that's gone. It says Gone Girl. What do you want? Like, my dad came. He was like, what you want? It says Gone Girl. That's what it says.
The whole time she was watching Spider-Man.
Can you imagine? She was like, but this is not about a mystery. It's about fucking.
It's a Spider-Man movie. And she's like, this is not Ben Affleck. But I have to watch it to the end to see.
She's like, maybe he's going to appear. The credits started rolling as I was walking in. I was like, what the hell is this? I was like, are you sure you watched Gonger? She's like, I don't know what the fuck is. But I sat through the whole thing and it was all right. Oh my god.
Oh man.
Anyways, nah. What were we talking about?
Well, I was talking about the fact that when we had the Fire Stick, the hacked one, we used to just like find a movie we wanted to watch and go through like 100 links.
Yeah.
To find the right link. And that shit got annoying after a while. Like, that shit really did get annoying. I think that's the Fire Stick I have upstairs. I did put that same hack on it, but that shit was like fucking annoying because you start the movie and I remember one time we were going to watch something that was like an action movie. And every time we would put a movie on, it would start off with like some action shit. And I'm like, this is it. This is the one. And then it's like some bullshit. It's so annoying
because especially if you've never seen what movie you're looking for. And you start it and you're like, well, you have to kind of watch like the first 10 minutes of it because you don't know.
Exactly. Because then it might be the movie. So then you got to commit to it for a little bit. Some bullshit.
Any other movies or shows on your list?
Yeah. How about, I mean, I feel like we spoke about this recently. But I feel like I Googled,
is it
like,
Wakanda?
No. Oh, well, that was really good. But really it good. Was, I Googled like top movies of 2022. And on that list, 13 Lives was on that list.
And 13 Wives?
13 Lives.
Lives?
The movie about the divers.
Oh, yeah.
In Thailand?
Yeah, that movie was good. I was very anxious, and about the third quarter of the movie, I had to like get up and walk away because I was like, I can't watch this. I was so nervous.
Yeah, that was a lot, like especially the ending there. But that movie, I'm surprised it showed up on the list because that was like an Amazon Prime movie. That movie is so fucking good.
So good. Definitely worth the watch. It's a true story. It actually fucking happened. Well, the way they got the kids out, that part is not exactly true. It's like, you know, it's not, for movie purposes.
Some of it is true.
No, they can't. Well, allegedly. Allegedly.
They said they did some of them.
According to many news interviews, the kids meditated, and that's how they stood calm all the way through.
I don't know, man. I guess they can't really, you know, depending on the country, they can't just be like, yeah, they put the kids to sleep.
I mean, what they did was illegal. Like,
yeah.
That doctor could have lost his license.
Yeah.
Allegedly, you know?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. No, but that movie was great. Based on true events, this shit actually fucking happened. It was a tearjerker. It had me at the edge of my seat. Even though, like, I already knew what was going to happen, like, the 13 kids survive and shit. But I'm like, yo, how the fuck they going to do this? Like, I was nervous. I'm an anxiety-ridden ass bitch. So, like, after the third quarter of the movie, I had to, like, get up and go to the kitchen and, like, do something else because my heart was pumping too fast. I was in panic. Watching
the movie. She was in a panic. In a frenzy, I'll tell you that. That's pretty much it. There's more, obviously, way more movies and shows that came out last year.
Yeah, yeah.
But these were just some of the ones I kind of wanted to highlight.
It jogged my memory. That's some good stuff.
Yeah, there was some good stuff that came out last year.
Good stuff. Game of House of Dragons.
I did write that down. I still can't believe we haven't finished it.
We got like three episodes.
We got like three episodes and we just never went back.
Womp womp. 2023, we're going to finish it.
Yeah, we will. We will.
As soon as we finish Naruto.
I think Naruto is going to take forever.
Naruto is also the show of my 2022.
Yeah, because that show came into our lives mid-year.
Yes.
And we've been on this
summertime.
Shit. We've been on it hard. Pause. Okay.
We've been on it hard.
But I kind of want to, in a show that like grew on me was Big Bang Theory in 2022.
Big Bang Theory is also one of our shows in 2022.
It grew on me. I really thought I was going to hate that shit. And I do enjoy it. But
it's funny, y'all.
I honestly, I'm excited like for 2023. I'm excited to kind of like finish up Naruto so that we can kind of like get back to some other shows that are shorter. Yeah. Because this one is obviously way too long.
Yeah.
And it's taken up all of our free time.
It's taking up all of our valuable time that we can do absolutely nothing.
Oh, the other day, Desi and I saw Avatar as well.
We watched the first Avatar. Jose never seen it, right?
Yeah, I never saw the first one. And we do want to go to the theater to watch the second one. So we decided, hey, let's watch the first one. And I understand it now. I kind of get the whole thing about it.
I don't understand the whole cult following behind it. Like, I don't think maybe it's not for me. I don't know.
Honestly, it just feels like it feels like just life repeating itself, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
but because it was what it was, and it was like the highest grossing movie of like all time or whatever. Like, I understand why there's like a theme park, like an Avatar world or whatever the fuck. And like, I understand. Because it was super popular. I get it. But, like, I don't know. For me, it was like, all right. Like, they're cool and whatever. Let's keep it a buck.
Okay. The girl who's going to be playing the Little Mermaid, don't she look like an Avatar?
She's in this new movie, I think.
I wouldn't doubt it. I bet they didn't even CGI because the eyes are that far apart.
You're so annoying. But I hate you. Don't come at people's face.
No, but there's people who think she's fucking beautiful. GQ. People think she's beautiful. That's good for her.
She is beautiful.
Okay. But you're going to tell me that she and Sway Lee don't look like the same person?
I never thought about it.
Yo, the girl from The Little Mermaid, the new girl, she and Sway Lee,
you're so annoying. Goodbye.
No, I think they look like the same person.
I'm over this topic.
They look like they're brothers and sisters, and they look like they could be avatars.
Okay, sure. I'm over it.
Because, like, the way their nose and eyes are spread out, like...
Okay!
Whatever. You're getting tight for no fucking reason. It's not that serious.
I just don't think that you should be coming at the way
they look. I'm not coming at them. I'm just saying, you know, they're cute in their old avatar way. Get the fuck out of here. If you're new here, welcome.
You think people don't look at you and be like, damn, your forehead to eyebrow ratio is kind of, like, wild.
Yo.
But, like, you cute or whatever.
You saying that because you feel a way. That's what you think. You think about my forehead ratio or whatever?
Guys, if you haven't seen Naruto, go jump to like episode one, season Shippuden, episode like 142, 43. There's a bad guy there that has like the forehead of the fucking, I don't know. Like, he got like three billboards and a receding hairline.
That character, that was like for a filler, and you over here talking about that
for
shit.
For a filler? That shit was like for like six episodes.
Yeah, but it was like a six-episode filler.
Well, you look like that villain.
That's fucked up.
Forehead and hairline-wise.
You really going to come at me like that? I'm not even going to say anything. If you're new here, welcome. If you're not new here, welcome back.
If you're not new here, sorry. Our condolences.
Our condolences to the streets. We're going to let y'all go. We hope you have a good
one. Wait, really quick, before I let you go, I want to give you your prediction for 2023.
Ooh, predictions for 2023. Mucho, mucho amor.
Mucho, mucho amor.
Are you ready? You're not even ready with the facts.
What the fuck are you talking about? Shut up.
What are you going to read to me?
I'm going to scroll to yours because I had mine's open.
So, Sagittarius, what are you going to read to me?
Okay.
What is it that you're reading to me, though?
Your 2023 prediction.
Let's hear it, baby.
Yearly Sagittarius horoscope for 2023 predictions.
Hold up.
You got a fart?
No, stupid. I'm watching this thing. Why is it not picking it up on the TV?
I don't know. Maybe it froze.
Nah, keep going.
For Sagittarius, it's a year to finally fall in love. Oh, damn. Look at you, babe. With another year bygone, you must be mulling how fast it went by, aren't you? Time, my friend, is the greatest teacher of all. It teaches you to value things. Blah, 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 blah. The horoscope 2023 wants you to change the time, Sagittarius, as doing so will bring a lot of good towards you in the new year across all major aspects of your life, including career and finance.
Tell them.
In 2023, the year predicts that you will entertain an optimistic approach toward life this year. You know what? You already kind of started that.
I started that shit.
Yeah, you've started
that. I've been on some like
you've been
really
on that
trying
shit heavy for the last 2 weeks.
For the last year. Since the year started, I've been on some super
you've been
heavy.
Like, I am, I will, I shall.
Dead ass. I've been like that nonstop since the year started. I'm like, yo, things are going to happen.
Manifestive.
Manifestive.
All fired up at the beginning of the year. Hence, how you carry this optimism throughout the year will decide the future course of your life.
Thank you. Oh, damn. Bless you. Bless you. You're ruining the whole thing with your sneeze.
Sorry.
Nobody want to hear that.
I couldn't help it. The pros of being optimistic. See, you're not being optimistic.
It's your sneeze.
Okay, just say bless you and that's it. God
bless you, Ma. Damn.
The pros of being optimistic are that you will be able to work harder than ever, the result of which will reflect on your career.
Go ahead.
Sagittarius horoscope 2023 predicts a good year for the ones preparing for government jobs. Venus and Jupiter together in the first half of the year will bring positivity to finances. Nice.
That's it. I'm buying a motorcycle.
And there's like a whole bunch of other shit here. I'll send it to you, but
Okay.
I feel like that's good enough.
Do you want a little summary for yours before we let the people go?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Here's me. Here is moi.
You will find love. You will find peace.
As we embrace the new year in 2023, you shall equip yourself to explore new opportunities and people that are heading your way. So tap into the power of free will and redirect the chariot of your life. And the direction you must tread on, well, let the Taurus horoscope be your guide for 2023.
Tell them. Tell your boy.
Taurus horoscope predicts that the trio of Saturn, Rahu, and Jupiter will play an important role in your life. Though these planets will be tough on you in the first quarter of the year, but thereafter they shall bless you with an abundance of success across all your major aspects of life, as love, career, and wealth.
That's right. That's right.
It's my year, baby. The yearly prediction adds that Sun in the initial months of the year may bring a few career issues your way. Yet natives in business will witness business expansion. In the first quarter of the year, the Taurus is suggested to practice peace and avoid aggressive attitude.
That's right.
Damn, I'm done fucked up.
You fucked up. You better start practicing peace, especially around me.
Peace and gotta stop being so aggressive with my attitude.
Deadass.
Getting closer to your family members shall be one of your priorities this year.
That's right. Nice.
In addition, the strengthening of your ruling planet, Venus, is expected to bring you favors in love and career. Nice. All together, babe, we're going to have a good year.
We're going to have a good fucking year.
It will be a good year. It is
a good year. It is a good year. It's not that it will be. It is already. You just got to say it is.
A good year.
And everything is now. It's already
and
here.
And I'm not just saying that to say that it is a good year. I came into 2023 feeling very grateful, very blessed. I'm very happy. And I'm wishing all of you listeners the same.
Deadass. And even you people who are just negative all the fucking time, trust me, you got a lot to be grateful for. You really do. And it's going to be a good year.
You act like those people are self-aware. Like, oh my God, I'm so negative.
That's true. They're not self-aware.
But we're praying for y'all.
Yeah. Dead ass.
Well.
Welp. I think it's that time. So long. Farewell.
To you, my friend. Goodbye for now.
Until we meet again. Hey.
It's been great to play and sing together in the box. It sounds sexual.
Play together in the box. That sounds like you and your Eskimo brother both talk.
And now it's time to say goodbye.
To the box.
And then do that.
All right.
Well, if you've been here since episode one, and you're here up until now, you are the best fucking papa on this planet. You're going to have a blessed 2023. I'm telling you that right now because you are part of this papa nation. And we're not letting you go.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And if you want to show us some love, make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend.
To tell a friend to tell their moms.
To listen to our fucking podcast. We're available on all streaming platforms.
That's right.
And if you got some extra money, extra coin, shout out to
deadassmarket.com.
Guys, I know you've been hearing my commercial voice. You already know the fucking vibes.
You already know the vibes, girl.
Go buy some shit. And that's it. Everybody have a very healthy, happy new year. I love you. Con mucho, mucho amor.
It's 2020 me, baby.
2020 me. I love that. It's giving.
All right. Peace, y'all.
Bye.